October of 2014, I lost my oldest son. He was 22 years old when he was murdered. It was on a Thursday. And the thing about it was, me and him, we were just together. We were just together earlier that day. I seen him walking down the street to a family member house, so I ended up being nosy, wanted to go over there and see what they were doing, and I sat over there with them, and me and him just talked. We just talked. I sat in one chair, he sat next to me, and he was like, "Ma, don't worry about this, Ma, don't worry about that, and Ma this and Ma that," so I got ready to get up and go. I left him there, and it was him and my second oldest son. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it, when I walked out the house, I will never forget, he was standing in the kitchen, I was going towards the door, and he turned to me, and he said, "Ma, you know, you ain't got to worry about me." End up going on with my day, working, and then drop some kids off to their parents, and I get this call. I can't believe I got that call. I got the call. I call it the call. I got the call. Where you at? I'm on my way home. And they said, Pooh was in a shootout. I said, "Pooh was in a shootout?" I'm like, "Oh my God, who he get into it with? What's going on?" First thing came to my mind was who he got into it with.
Right.
That he would do a shootout. I had a shooting. And I wasn't in, maybe I did go into shock, but I had to keep myself leveled because I didn't know what I was going to run into, who I have to go to, because they told me, go meet him. He's on 91st. And I'm telling you, when I drove out there and I made that left, I looked and it was yellow tape. It was real. This was it. Oh my God, your life changed. At that moment, I still had my life traveling up to him. I still had my normalcy traveling up to him because at that point, I didn't know the outcome. But yet in the back of my mind, they saying that it's a possibility he couldn't have made it. But I still had that normalcy till I turned that corner. And that's when everything went to the left. We Win Kingdom Coaching was actually developed after my son had transitioned. And he actually named We Win. Got my place, started my little in-home business. And this one, Win Win Kingdom Coaching, came in place. Because I said, "I know there's purpose." Let's talk. I said, "I know there's purpose in this. There got to be purpose in this." I refused to believe that he was going to leave me in a situation like that. So then my relationship with him got closer because now I went from calling myself a child of God to I'm your daughter. And now it's personal. I'm your daughter. You can't leave me like this. And I told him that every day. And every day I got stronger and stronger and stronger. And so I was laying in the bed and I asked God. I said, "Okay, what you want me to call this thing? What you want?" And he kept hearing Pooh. His voice has started ministering to me. "Mama, in the end, we win. In the end, we win." And I'm like, "Yep, okay, I got to get up. Because in the end of this, we're going to win in this." And so We Win Kingdom Coaching came. And that's where I actually coach women, mothers. I coach anybody, but specifically mothers that experience that traumatic loss. Because you have to you can support. When I'm supporting, if I'm holding this, what am I doing? I'm supporting this. But if I'm coaching this, I'm going to move that. I'm going to take them out of that grief where they're stuck at and give them the tools that they need so they can go. Because support, if I'm supporting you, I'm just going to hold you like this. And you can stay like this 5, 10, 15, 25, 30 years. What beneficial is this if I'm just going to support you and I'm not going to push you into your destiny? Because even though you lost a child, a sister, a brother, a mother, a father, you still have life in you. And you have to see that and you need somebody to say, "Okay, I've been there." So I'm a coach. I'm a natural coach. So I'm going to push you. I'm going to tell you to feel that. Yes, you need to feel that pain. You need to feel that hurt, because on the other side of that is joy. But if nobody is telling you there's joy on the other side and keep saying, oh, okay, okay, letting you rehearse this over and over and over again, you stay what? In the pit.